Just a few years ago, I was not a person who could write a How to Make It in Your Career memoir. Just a few years ago, I was sitting in a car, in the cold, in a driveway, alone on a winter's morning, trying to leave my first husband. I was 24. I was a waitress and a college dropout. I had less than $100 in the bank. I was living in a small town in Pennsylvania, and I was deeply unhappy. The kind of unhappiness that drapes over you like a cloak. The kind of unhappiness you feel when you know you are living the wrong life and have no idea what to do about it. The morning I tried to leave my husband happened after many mornings of wanting to leave my husband. We'd started out vibrant, young, and different. He was a Miata-driving, khakis-wearing nice guy who punctuated conversation with finger guns. And I was a hyper-emotional arty girl in tank tops with no bras who knew how to have fun. But now we were strange, broken shells of people with little in common except a license to stay together and a stubborn need to save face in front of everyone who said it would fail. We'd lost each other early on, with a baby who was supposed to come but never came. At 4.5 months, a week before our wedding, my body failed at pregnancy. A loss more devastating than our dumb, young, not fully formed brains could bear. Now we lied to each other to get through the day, drank too much at night, and fought so loudly from our ground floor apartment that the neighbors regularly complained. The morning that I tried to leave my husband came after I'd waited up for him all night. Just like I'd waited up for him loads of nights. Pacing the apartment, flipping the TV on and off, paging through magazines, holding our weird, sad, overweight cat. Something was happening to me. Something full and deep and unexplainable. Something I didn't want to think about too much, for fear it would go away. In my mind, I was getting ready to go, to accept the possibility that there was more, that I could be more, that I could exist outside what I'd known. I'd married too young, without thought for my independence, my identity, or especially my future. I married because I thought I should. Because it seemed presumptuous and even pretentious to have highfalutin dreams of professional success, and even more impossible to make those dreams come true. I married at 21 because I genuinely thought I was too messed up to go it alone, and because I thought a man could save me. At 4 o'clock a.m., I packed a bag. I wrote a speech. I practiced the speech. And I waited. The windows were fogged in our apartment complex, but my mind was clear. This would be my last night in this life. The sun came up over the snowy windowsills. I heard my husband's car pull into the driveway. He stumbled inside. I sputtered out my speech. I picked up my bag, walked out, and shut the door behind me. Then I got into my car, backed it up, and my car broke down in the driveway. There are a few defining moments in every person's life. And that morning in the cold, staring back at a home and a life that I knew was not meant for me, was one of mine. Watching my husband peek intermittently through the curtain, knowing I had to go back inside, I realized I really had nothing. I had zero prospects. I had no money, no education, no career path, and no real marketable skills. I was in my mid-20s. And I was not only directionless, but entirely dependent on a man. I vowed in that moment that it would never happen again. I vowed in that moment to get control of my life and to change my destiny. And that's just what I did. It didn't happen all that day. I didn't fix my car and suddenly drive off into some success sunset. It would take years to dig out and catch up and build the professional and personal life I wanted. It would take sacrifices and positive thinking and luck and tenacity and moments when I was terrified and work was the only thing that mattered. And it would take climbing, lots of climbing, because the only way out of a hole is to crawl climb your way up.